T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Senior Care Live, where we're celebrating and recognizing the 350th episode of this program. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online. It's a great website. It's Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And before we start into all of this, I want to let you know, I want this program today to be delivered to you in the spirit of hope and in a very, very positive manner, something that we can all use right now. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. So on the phone with me is Mark Groves. He's the regional production manager with Intercom Kansas City, and Craig Cheney, executive pastor at Heartland Community Church. So Mark and Craig, thanks so much for being with me here today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be on the program with me today.
Glad to be here.
Steve, all right. It's a privilege. Thanks.
All right. All right. Absolutely. You're welcome. And so, Mark, let's talk about what happened last week when we got this stay-at-home order. I'm like, uh-oh, how are we going to do this program? And so I shot the flare up into the air, raised all the red flags, and you called me on a Sunday morning and said, hey, I don't know if we can do this, but let's give it a try. And so you had me call in, and you're literally recording this remotely. We're not in the studio. We're not allowed. And you said, you know what? I think we're going to make this thing work. Wow, that's going above and beyond, Mark.
Well, we're all adjusting. Everyone's working from home as much as they can work from home, which, you know, I consider it a blessing. And the fact that I still get to do this is wonderful. And I do a couple of podcasts of my own. I have my own little Magnificent Cowlick Media, homegrown business. So I'm down in my wonderful basement in my podcast studio here recording Senior Care Live. And then my production office / studio is right next door. I feel very lucky. And, you know, and what's wonderful also is that people like you were willing, you know, Steve's got such a great outlook and is willing to kind of roll with the punches and go, okay, how do we make this work? And, yeah, you know, yeah, just pursuing that and keeping that goal in mind. Look at us. Here we are. It's that
here we
easy.
Are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mark, you are already, your plate is very full. You handle the production responsibilities for Entercom Kansas City, which has now turned into a regional hub for how many states and how many stations do you handle the production for?
Well, it's myself and 11 other extremely talented, wonderful people to have on staff. And between the dozen of us, we cover 14 markets for Entercom and 65 plus radio stations.
Wow. And you said, Steve, I'm going to carve out some time and I'm going to help you do your show. Mark, I can't thank you enough for
you're
that.
Very
seriously,
welcome.
I mean, you didn't have to do that and you're doing this. And I really appreciate it. So, we were talking about, we think even though everything is pretty rough right now, this is kind of a reset. And we think some really positive things are going to come out of all of this.
There's going to be a lot of adjustments. And as we look forward, one of the things that I've done, because there's more adjustments coming and it's going to get harder before it gets easier. However, looking at that and looking at these situations, we're now trying new and different things like what we're doing right now. I'm already pursuing ideas for making the audio even better so that we could do this more in the future with a super clear audio and trying to get this type of stuff. It's making me stretch my brain, think differently and always thinking, forward. I can't regret what's already happened, but I can try to adjust and keep as many of my wonderful staff employed as possible and, keep heading on down the road. And in that process, strangely enough, not to make this sound like some type of, PSA, but, all with the clients, with Senior Care Live, the show continuing, and all these people that that make radio stay on the air, anything and everything we can do for these wonderful people, we're there. And that's just, it's part of we're all in this basket together and we'll make
that's
it.
That's no kidding.
We'll make it as shiny as possible.
Absolutely. And have you noticed that some things that seemed kind of important a couple of weeks ago, not so much, like a perfect example. Big, huge sports announcements about football and is Mahomes going to get the contract? Who are we going to lose? Who are we getting? I mean, that seemed kind of really important a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Now, not so much. And then a huge one that I've really noticed, our political differences and all of the political noise that's out in the market, that seems so unimportant and so insignificant right now. And this thing just puts everything in a laser focused perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's changed the approach to everything. My wife and I have been talking about how it's changed literally everything, including, what we prioritize is important. And suddenly what's right up front is, your family, the people around you, and trying to make sure that everybody can keep going. We're checking on our neighbors and making sure that, from a distance, mind you, but making sure that people, do you have enough? Are things going okay? And these are people that I haven't talked to in good heavens years. So we're doing, everything is different.
It just motivates you. It turns your direction. It turns everything inward and introspective in what is important. Like you said, we're treating each other with more kindness. I feel that. I feel that. And I see it so clearly. And we do have a sense that we're all in this thing together. So I'll tell you what, Mark, I'm glad to be in this thing with you.
Oh, thank you. So, you're a pleasure to work with, Steve.
All right. Thanks, Mark. And I just wanted to provide a quick COVID-19, just a piece of information. There's so much information out there, but COVID-19 symptoms, and this is straight from the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, the three big ones, fever, cough, and shortness of breath. And if any of our listeners, if you or someone in your family, someone you know, if you have these symptoms and you're concerned that you may have the virus, I would just urge you to contact your physician. Don't panic, but contact your physician and follow their instructions. So, last week I spoke with Dr. Alan Greiner, and he said the symptoms could occur up to 14 days after exposure. And that's what's really tricky about this particular nasty little bug is that, you could be walking around, you could have it, pass it along to others and not even know it. So contact your physician and follow their instructions. In South Korea, this is really interesting, approximately 30% of the patients who tested positive for the virus, this is really interesting, lost their sense of smell and lost their sense of taste. And that's something that's just now being revealed as we learn more about this virus every day and maybe even every hour. So that's kind of interesting. But, you know, here's the another just super, super tricky part. These symptoms may not be the virus at all. It's very possible they could be related to having a common cold, which, by the way, that's a virus, and you have to let it run its course. It could be related to the flu. The flu is still alive and well. I mean, my wife's a nurse. She said, we're still testing all kinds of folks positive for influenza type A and type B. And then the other kind of wild card, which is seasonal, and thank you very much, is it could possibly be related to the seasonal allergies that are just now starting to enter the equation. So again, fever, cough, and shortness of breath, I would pay particular attention to that shortness of breath symptom. That's the one that can kill you and get the job done real fast. That'll get you on a ventilator and everything else. So again, if you have any of those symptoms, contact your physician and follow their instructions. And don't panic. And you know what? They may ask you to stay at home. They may ask you to come into the emergency room or the physician's office for a test. But just follow their instructions. And that's what needs to be done here. All right. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Who is most at risk for COVID-19? A, people over the age of 65. B, people with underlying medical conditions. C, people undergoing cancer treatment. D, people with weakened immune systems. Or E, all of the above. The answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today we're recognizing and celebrating the 350th episode of the program. And thanks so much for being here today. For more information about the services offered on the program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. And when you get there, just click on the big microphone on the homepage or click the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect and boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have. And it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Who is most at risk for COVID-19? And here are your options. A, people over the age of 65. B, people with underlying medical conditions. C, people undergoing cancer treatment. D, people with weakened immune systems. Or E, all of the above. And the answer is... E, all of the above. Mark and Craig, how about my homemade manufactured sound effect? Do you like that?
There's
phenomenal.
No school like the old school.
Absolutely going old school on that one. That, I'll tell you what, that was pretty fun. So, but yeah, be all of the above. And on the serious note, if you suspect that you have the virus, you know, what should you do? Again, contact your physician immediately. Avoid close contact with people. Avoid crowds. Stay home if at all possible. Wash your hands frequently. Disinfect the surfaces in your home. And there's a lot of really solid information. Look, there's a lot of misleading information out there, too. Go to coronavirus.gov, and you'll have solid information straight from the CDC. And that's good stuff right there. And before we go on and visit with our next guest here, I'm really excited about that. I wanted to share a little bit of good news with you. The malaria drug, it's called hydroxychloroquine, along with the antibiotic azithromycin, you might know it as Zithromax or Z-Pak, has proven to be very successful in treating COVID-19 in a small trial done in France. Now, this wasn't, you know, large scale, wasn't double blind study and all of that stuff, but I believe they had about 40 patients that were live with the virus and having some real problems, and they gave them this combination, and relief, especially with the shortness of breath, occurred in literally a few hours. It's a very hopeful and promising test. I'm hoping and praying this could be the silver bullet in fighting this virus, but only time will tell. So I'm not getting too high on that one, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. It really sure does look good early on here. And then some more good news. If you've temporarily lost your job, you've been laid off, maybe your business has closed, there are a lot of companies hiring right now. Let me just give you part of that list. A lot of them are, but here's the list. Aldi, Amazon, Costco, Hy-Vee, Price Chopper, CVS Pharmacy, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Domino's, PepsiCo, Target, Trader Joe's, UPS, Uber Eats, Walmart, Whole Foods, and a whole bunch more. If you're a technology person, all of these video conferencing businesses are going wild right now, like Zoom and some of them, and they're all asking that, you know, they're begging to hire people. I mean, literally right now. So, you know, maybe you work at one of these places. A lot of these jobs are temporary. Some of them will be transitioned to full time, but maybe this is the difference from, you know, managing from point A to point B when we open back up. So I just think that's some really good news and maybe a good short-term fix for a lot of folks who are really suffering financially right now. So, all right. Well, without any further delay, would like to introduce my friend and the executive pastor at my church. My church is awesome. It's Heartland Community Church in Olathe, Kansas. And Craig, thanks for being here today. Man, I love you, man. I'm just so happy that you agreed to come on the program today. I think this message is super important today.
Well, thank you, Steve. I've had the privilege of hearing you on the radio, but more importantly, of being close to you as a friend and a caregiver in my own life, our family's life, and have so appreciated you, the business you've developed, being a resource to people in time of need. And you do it so well. And again, kind of a privilege to be with you today, and I've helped your audience in any way I can.
All right. So this thought of, you know what, I need to call Craig right away. This started over a week ago when I ran into our old friend. I bumped into him at Hy-Vee in Olathe. but Steve Weatherford, our former high school pastor there at Heartland, what a great guy. Just loving the pieces. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how everyone was in this huge panic and rightly so. I mean, this is scary stuff. But he said something that I felt was just profound. And he said, Steve, what do you expect? He said, in a godless world, there isn't hope. And there you would expect to see panic and some of these other things. But he said, in a Christian world, there is always hope, and that hope is based in our faith in Jesus. And mm-hmm. that just, I had to sit there and think about that for a second, and I thought, you know what? that kind of blew me away, and I never really thought of it that way. So I just wanted to talk about that faith and just want to discuss, you know, our current situation in the context that there's just always hope with Jesus. And I know this is going to resonate with, you know, the vast majority of the listeners of this program. So what are some of your thoughts on our current situation here today?
Well, I think it's fair to say for all of us, we find ourselves in the midst of a major disruption. This is different than a bad snowstorm. This has tended to expose questions about our very foundation. Like, what is truly most important to me? What is it I actually believe in my deepest parts? And to the point of hope, if I've placed my hope in things that are subject to change quickly or easily, or when things change, I find myself feeling lost or overwhelmed, it reminds me, I tend to picture hope as like oxygen for my soul. And without it, it's as though my soul is unable to gain access to that which gives it life. And so hope is the breath and the nutrition that my soul needs to look beyond the immediate circumstances and recognize there's a better future ahead of me. There is good in the midst of bad, and I can have hope. And that does come from our source of hope, God Himself.
That is fantastic. Well, you kind of took my breath away. That really hit home for me. That was so well spoken and so succinct. Craig, thanks for that. We're right up against a break. So Craig, hang on, and we'll visit more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today we're celebrating the 350th episode of this program. I could not be more proud of that. For more information about the services offered on the program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. 6445. But don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or, you know, you might just want to go back and listen to it again yourself. No worries at all. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Again, click it, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll stream to your electronic device. And also want to remind you that you could check out this program on the app radio.com. Just search for Talk 980 AM. That's the radio station that we are broadcasting from. That's the mothership, if you will. And then you can find Senior Care Live right there. And again, you can stream it through that app. And that app is really cool. You can pause it if you need to, you know, go feed the dog or grab something to drink and come back. So that's a really cool way to listen to the program as well. So, all right, so we're back with special guest online today, Mr. Craig Cheney. He's the executive pastor at Heartland Community Church in Olathe. And Craig, thanks so much for being here today. And I have one of the big questions for you, and I know a lot of people are probably asking this right now, because a lot of people are down, and we're trying to provide hope, and we're trying to be uplifting. Mm-hmm. I want to ask the question, why do bad things happen to good people?
It's a great question, Steve, and I think it's one that resonates in all of our hearts from one time to another, or maybe repeatedly. The truth is, we're broken people born into a broken world. And as a result, not only do we have the issues that are unique to each of us personally or individually, that remind us we're limited, we're needy, we're weak. But then things happen around us that take advantage of our weakness. And that's one of the problems, obviously, with the virus is the virus knows how to capitalize on our system. And as such, it beats us up for a time until our system can, in fact, overcome it. And our immunity begins to win the battle over illness or disease. But disease is one of those pieces of our experience. It's a constant reminder that that we're in a broken world and we ourselves are limited and needy, and therefore we're subject to these bad things, if you will, and we're in need of someone to step in and bring rescue or bring deliverance in the midst of that. And that's one of the reasons we stay aware that there's something more than us in this world. There's something bigger than us at work. And my perspective, and I think yours too, Steve, is that that someone is God. And we have the opportunity to engage in the one who actually has the answers to both why our world is broken and bad and how it is we discover good in the midst of that bad.
All right, all right, excellent. And when we spoke earlier this week, you were talking about providing tools and perspective in this time of great uncertainty.
Yeah. Anytime we encounter disruption, and I think the families of this broadcast are very attuned to the impact of disruption. And when disruption happens, sometimes we just need a framework in order to see what's happening and know what to do. And I'd suggest some pieces of a framework that might be helpful in a season like this. They've been helpful to me. The first is to recognize I'm likely to be in a time of adjustment and adaptation. I'm faced with disruption. Things have been changed and moved. I feel threatened. Well, I initially am invited into a place of adjustment or adaptation.
And
I orient myself to this.
And Craig, most human beings do not like change. So this is hard.
Mm-hmm.
This is tough stuff.
It is. It is. It's our ground has gone from even to uneven. And so the question is, if I want to keep walking, how do I walk on uneven ground? Well, that requires adjustment or adaptation. And in our case, we've had changes every week in our schedules, and now we're limited in our mobility, where we can go. And all of that requires additional adjustment and adaptation. We have 9 grandchildren, and now they find themselves at home instead of in school. I can assure you, both our children and their parents are doing a lot of adjusting and a lot of adapting in order for that experience to be a good experience, not just a negative experience.
Yep, no doubt.
After that adjustment and adaptation period, you tend to move into an innovation and investment period. Like now we start getting creative. Even as Mark was talking earlier about the radio broadcast process, we're getting innovative. How might we do this differently and even maybe more effectively? So we get innovative and we begin to invest in some of that early innovation to discover what really serves us best. And then last, there's this engagement and establishment season where you're setting new patterns. These are actually new rhythms and routines that reflect, I've taken the disruption, I've digested it, I've learned to take action in the midst of it, and now I've established new patterns. Mm-hmm. So just having a framework where I can kind of get my head around what this is can be really helpful.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And I have had to do the same thing with the process that I have here with Senior Care Consulting, and we're video conferencing. We're using a lot of phone work. And I discovered instantly that I have a brand new service now that I can offer for families all around the entire country. And I'm now working with a local family with parents out of state and a couple of siblings out of state. And we're doing all of this through video conferencing. And then we're adding in representatives from the different nursing homes that we're considering. And they love it. They love it. And this is convenient for them. I can do it from my home because guess what? I'm not going anywhere. And by the way, you're locked out of all senior care communities. You can't even enter the door into the lobby now, which I agree with. I understand that. So it forced me to, like you said, come up with some innovations in different ways. And now I think on the other side of all this, that's going to prove to be a really, really positive experience, even though it's kind of painful right now.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah.
So for the skeptic out there, and there are many, and that's okay, is Jesus really here when the entire world seems to be on fire right now?
Such a good question. You know, part of the answer to that question is to actually go back and reread the story of Jesus. So in the Bible is divided into two big sections. One's called the Old Testament and the other's the New Testament. And the New Testament begins with these four journeys, these four movies, if you will, about the life of Jesus. And each of these stories are offering a different emphasis. They're like four witnesses to the same experience, and they're looking at it from a different angle. And what they offer is how Jesus himself was present in that time when the world seemed to be on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And as he lived in that time, he just simply kept offering people access to God the Father. That's what he came to do. It declares he came to explain the Father to us. And he did so in the midst of such unrest and disruption for the people of that day. In practical example for us today, one of the things I have experienced personally is just a sense of God's presence and peace. I can get concerned about the cares of the church and the church community or the cares of my own surrounding community. I had the opportunity to serve in a chaplain capacity with the Olathe Fire Department. And here the first responders are constantly putting themselves in harm's way for the benefit of others.
Yep.
But they have to process that. That begins to weigh on them. And as I observe them finding peace in the midst of that, I'm reminded, I think it's Jesus who's provided that peace because our circumstances aren't doing that. Someone else is.
Excellent, excellent. So, Craig, how can if someone's listening to this and they're like, you know what, this is helping me to kind of understand where this peace could come from. I would like to learn more. What's the best way to reach out to Heartland to learn more and connect and maybe experience some of the tools that we're offering?
I think we're all becoming more online savvy in this season.
Yeah.
And one of the best ways to access us is simply go to our website. And as you do, there'll be a pop-up that invites you to a live stream experience of our church. Or you can look at all of the other resources online, starting with that very first page, and gain access to prayer, gain access to Bible study, or to a relational connect. It's all available to you at heartlandchurch.org.
Okay.
www.heartlandchurch.org.
And that's all one word. There's no hyphen or anything like that. Heartlandchurch.org. There's a wealth of information there. And for our listeners, we're gonna take a quick break for our partner sponsors, and then on the other side of that break, want to let you know what Heartland is doing to be creative, to reach out to literally thousands in our community each and every Sunday, even during these crazy times. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right, back to special guest today. We are really socially distancing today with all three of us. We're on the phone. You can't get better than that. Mr. Craig Cheney, he's the executive pastor at Heartland Community Church. And Craig, on the break, you had talked about, you were wanting to just mention the Psalms before we move on here.
Yeah, sometimes in the midst of a season like this, we just need to hear from God directly, each of us personally. And in the middle of the Bible, there's a segment of the Bible called Psalms. And in the Psalms, we have this collection of songs, 150 songs. And one of the ways those songs can help us, as all good songs do, it can help us express what we are having trouble finding words for. For instance, of those 150 songs, 50 of them are described as songs of lament. They're songs of disruption. They're songs in which the question of hope is on the table. Mm. And the songwriter is inviting us to hear from God, to be reminded of what God has revealed about himself, about his character and about his conduct, about his presence and his faithfulness, about his provisions and his power. But he does so through the emotions that all of us feel when our life's turned upside down and inside out. So I just want to encourage you, take some time to go to that songbook, the section called the Psalms, and listen for the sound of God's voice as you read what he has to offer you. One of those is a very familiar Psalm 23. It's a scripture that's so often, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And just read through the song and see what God has to say to your own heart. I'll offer you a couple of other songs. One is in Psalm 33. Verse 20 says, we wait in the Lord in hope for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. In Psalm 42, it says, why, my soul, are you so downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, and he will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Another is Psalm 62, my soul will find rest in God. My hope comes from him. He is my rock and my salvation. He's my fortress. I will not be shaken. So it's a place for us to hear God's voice to us personally, right from a songbook there in the middle of the Bible.
That is excellent, excellent. And I would like to invite our listeners. A lot of our listeners are doing what we're doing. We're tuning in online, and we're going to church online. And a lot of churches don't have that capability. So I would like to invite our listeners who would like to find a church in the meantime, in the interim, until you can go back to your church. Just join us at heartlandchurch.org, and we will have a live stream service every Sunday until we're out of the woods here, until we go back to business as usual. But that's at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings, and also at 11 a.m. And obviously we have, you know, possibly the biggest Sunday of all coming up, Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Craig, are we going to offer some additional services? We're probably just going to stick with 9 and 11, aren't we? Or are we going to add some more?
Well, what we're going to do is, Good Friday is such an important day when we have the opportunity to remember that Jesus took upon himself all of that brokenness we talked about earlier, and he dealt with it on the cross. And we want to provide at 7 o'clock on Friday evening, Good Friday, okay, an opportunity to join us online for a live stream experience. And this is a way we can continue to provide pastoral care and spiritual care to a community that is currently unable to rub shoulders with each other. So that's Friday night. 7
and that's April the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
April the 10th at 7 p.m.
And then on Sunday morning, we're planning to do a 6:30 sunrise service.
Okay.
You can join us for that live stream. It'll just be a few people providing you spiritual pastoral care at 6:30 to welcome this day of resurrection. And then that morning, We'll be planning a live stream service as well. So that'll be on our website. Encourage you to go there and join us, please.
Excellent, excellent. And Craig, in about the next minute, I just want to recognize Heartland Community Church. And last weekend we partnered up with Harvesters, and there's a stunning picture on the Facebook page for Heartland Community Church in Olathe of 232 cars kind of weaving in and out of our huge parking lot. We were able, along with partnering with Harvesters, to provide groceries and fresh food for 2,000 people. And I just think, if that doesn't make you feel good, and all the people helping out, we're just doing some good work and just really, neighbor helping neighbor. And I just want to say, thanks to you and everyone at Heartland who, put that together and made that possible. So I just want to recognize that and say thanks.
Great community, okay. Great folks serving, and feel like it's making a difference where people need it most, for sure.
All right. Excellent, excellent. Craig, thanks to Craig Cheney for being on the program today and providing the word of Jesus and the hope that we all need today. Craig, thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate you.
Quite a privilege, Steve. Thank you, friend. Great to be on with you.
You bet. And a special thanks to Mark Groves, Regional Production Manager with Entercom Kansas City, for your insight and literally making this program possible for the next, possibly several weeks. Mark, thank you so much. I truly appreciate you, my friend.
You are very, very welcome. Glad to do it.
All right. I just want to thank all the people who are literally on the front line of this new war. My wife is a nurse, and she's concerned every single day that she could be exposed to the virus and bring it home with her. She's now going the extra step of changing her clothes in the garage and then dropping her scrubs straight into the wash machine as she enters into our home. Extreme times, that would call for extreme measures in order to keep everyone safe. So, and all four of my kids work at a grocery store. They're also at risk and taking the appropriate precautions. But you better believe it, my entire family is very aware of how serious this is, and we urge everyone to take proper precautions as well. And then, there are hundreds of thousands of doctors and nurses and people working in grocery stores, people working in hospitals and senior care communities, and police officers, firefighters, EMTs, people in the food service industry, and so many others trying to provide for and support all of the rest of us. And I can't thank all of these people for just going the extra mile, bending over backwards, working, 60, 70, 80 hours a week sometimes, in doing that. So thank you to everyone who's helping all the rest of us stay afloat. And I would just like to encourage our listeners, please say a prayer and think of the many elderly people who are right now at this very moment. They're completely isolated while living in their nursing homes and assisted living communities and other communal living situations. So just please pray for all of these people and think of them. Reach out, send cards, do what you can. Let them know that you're thinking about them and that they're not alone. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.